For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Some folks will tell you that the signature sound of Memphis is the blues. Others will say rock and roll or soul music. But if you really want to know what deep, soulful instrument, or maybe just a note, defines Memphis more than any other, well, all you have to do is step outside your house on a quiet night. That, of course, is just the chorus. Here's a less familiar verse. Twice a day, the Amtrak between New Orleans and Chicago arrives in Memphis. It's all that's left of passenger trains in a city that once had seven stations. Now there's just one, Central Station. And this year, it's 100 years old.
This was the main entrance for passengers.
Bill Strong is a historian at the Memphis Railroad and Trolley Museum. As we enter the terminal on the corner of South Main and G.E. Patterson, we imagine this place full of people.
This was the hub of the Illinois Central Railroad. Next to Chicago, this was the biggest deal for the Illinois Central Railroad.
The city of Memphis repurposed the station's lobby in 1999 as an event space, but ghosts of the past linger in the form of stairways to nowhere and neon signs for platforms that no longer exist. During segregation, there were three separate waiting rooms for whites, blacks, and immigrants.
There was also a grand dining room where people could have regular or elegant meals.
The north and southbound tracks through Central Station are among the most storied rails in America. They're the rails of the Great Migration, streaming out of the Mississippi Delta and flowing north to Chicago, carrying everything from cotton to blues music to the body of Emmett Till. Central Station is now run by the Memphis Area Transit Authority. And 2 years ago, it provided space for the nonprofit Memphis Railroad and Trolley Museum. Michael Jack, a museum director, points to an old timetable from 1960.
Look at how many trains. The Illinois Central had eight or nine different trains through here. The Frisco had five trains. The Rock Island had two.
Some of these old rail lines remain ingrained in our culture.
The city of New Orleans, for instance, which was a day train between Memphis and New Orleans, Chicago and New Orleans.
Bill Strong remembers this one.
The Rock Island Line was a mighty fine line.
Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Strong and Jack lead me through a door in the back of the museum.
This is the area that Matt thought we would be good in because they really couldn't figure out anything better to do with it.
We're now in a 700-foot-long tunnel, once used to transfer baggage. In 1914, not having to wheel carts down crowded platforms was an innovation, much like a modern airport. The museum has a plan for this tunnel one day.
The world's largest model train layout, or the world's longest.
Until then, the museum hopes to inspire a new generation of train lovers in an age with few passenger trains. Still, the music of the railroads live in the Memphis night and on the radio and here. For 100 years and counting at Central Station. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone.